From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The man who gave classified documents to reporters about two U.S. surveillance programs has taken up refuge in Hong Kong. 29-year-old Edward Snowden is hoping to avoid extradition to the U.S., where he could face many years in prison. NPR's Tom Gelton on what was revealed.
He disclosed details about two programs. The most newsworthy was a surveillance program under which the NSA collected and stored telephone data, data about phone calls made here in the United States. We hadn't heard much about that program before. He also shared classified information about what the NSA is doing in analyzing email and online activity involving foreigners. This was a program that went by the codename PRISM. That one we actually knew something about, though his revelations shed new light on the mechanics of how it worked.
That's NPR's Tom Gelton. The director of National Intelligence says the release of the information has done what he describes as grave damage. Snowden says he revealed the information to show that the data-gathering programs are open to abuse. More deadly violence today in Iraq. At least 13 people were killed when car bombs exploded outside a market in a Shiite Muslim town north of Baghdad. More than 30 others were wounded. No group has claimed responsibility, but Iraqi officials blame Sunni insurgents for trying to push Iraq back into a civil war. More than 1,000 people have been killed in bombings and shootings in Iraq since April. In Afghanistan today, militants have attacked a convoy carrying supplies to NATO forces. It happened in Pakistan's tribal belt. NPR's Philip Reeves reports 7 insurgents have died, including suicide bombers.
The convoy was attacked as it was trundling through hills close to the Afghan border. Militants blasted rocket-propelled grenades into trucks, setting several on fire. Only 5 days ago, Pakistan's Prime Minister, Nawaz Sharif, was sworn in. There's no honeymoon period. 18 people, including 3 police officers, died in gun battles in Karachi over the weekend. 6 soldiers are reported killed by militants in the tribal belt yesterday. And Sharif's government's already summoned a US envoy to protest about drone strikes after a drone killed 7 suspected militants in North Waziristan Friday. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.
A report out today says carbon emissions hit a record high in 2012 and that China was the world's largest emitter of carbon dioxide. That finding comes from the International Energy Agency. The IEA report says despite the increase, China slowed its gains from previous years. The U.S. also cut its annual emissions by 200 million tons. In Sanford, Florida, jury selection begins today in the trial of George Zimmerman. He's the former neighborhood watch volunteer charged with shooting unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin. This is NPR News from Washington. They're now tied at a game apiece in the NBA Finals. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the Miami Heat bounced back from their opening game loss to beat the San Antonio Spurs last night 103-84.
The Miami Heat looked vulnerable at times in this game, but not when it counted. At the end, the final score was 103-84. LeBron James wound up filling out the stat sheet as he normally does, 17 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. On the other hand, Tim Duncan had only 9 points. For much of the game, Kawhi Leonard played good defense on James, who was 3 of 13 shooting from the floor at one point, but it was not enough, as the Heat built upon a 10-point lead coming out of the third quarter and simply blew the doors off the Spurs. The series now goes to San Antonio, where 3 games will be played. Only 3 teams had ever won an NBA championship after falling behind 2-0. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Miami.
Gasoline's a little cheaper in the U.S. The average price is down 2 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks. That's according to the latest Lundberg survey. Nationwide, regular is averaging $3.64 a gallon ahead of the summer driving season. In the Midwest, there have been some sharp price swings.
Chicago's average was up 24 cents in 3 weeks, and St. Louis was down 23 cents over 3 weeks.
That's analyst Trilby Lundberg, who blames those price swings on refinery issues. Stocks closed higher today in Asia after Wall Street ended last week with sharp gains. Investors were encouraged by the latest employment numbers in the U.S., despite the jobless rate going up slightly. The Dow ended Friday up more than 200 points. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.